David writes in Psalm 32, "Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you while you may be found. Surely when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart." Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this day, this first day of summer, 2020. We thank you for how you've taken care of us, Lord. You've provided everything we've needed. Your faithfulness to us is unfailing. You have promised that you will never leave or forsake us, and that you will be with us always, even unto the end of the age. Lord, we live in such a fearful time. There is this coronavirus which has affected so many people. It's affected families, nations. It's affected economies. And now, Lord, we see the anger and the frustration and the violence that is breaking out around the world. And Lord, we pray that we as your people would rise to the occasion and be true ambassadors for Christ. Lord, you've given us the ministry of reconciliation. You've reconciled us to you in Christ Jesus. And we pray that we would be ministers of reconciliation to the world, that they too would be reconciled to their Creator. Lord, we lift up the world leaders. We lift up the Prime Minister of Canada, the President of the United States, the Prime Ministers, Presidents, Leaders, Kings of all the nations of the earth. We pray, Lord, that your wisdom would prevail upon all the leaders and upon all the peoples of the world, and that we would see that the root problem, the heart of the problem, is sin, and that we'd look to ourselves and recognize our own role, and that we would repent and turn to you and be saved. Lord, thank you for the truth, your truth, that sets us free, and we pray, Lord, that your truth will prevail in this day. We pray all these things in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, through Christ our Lord. Amen.